Daniel Kibet. Uganda has entered a period characterized by renewed optimism with strong growth projections like the anticipated commencement of oil production. This, according to Michael Segwaya, the executive director of Absa Bank, is coupled with continued investment in infrastructure and an ambitious agenda to transform Uganda into a more productive, industrialized and inclusive economy. He was speaking during the fifth edition of the Absa Post-Budget Forum, bringing together key players from government and the private sector to discuss the implications of the 2026-2027 national budget in Kampala this morning. He said, from a business perspective, there are several aspects of this year's budget framework that are encouraging. Segwaya also noted that it is encouraging to see deliberate efforts towards fiscal consolidation, as the projected reduction in domestic borrowing from about 11 trillion shillings to 9 trillion shillings signals an intention to ease pressure on domestic credit markets over the time. Finance Minister Henry Musasizi presented an 84 trillion shilling budget amid growing concerns over Uganda's spiraling debt, now standing at over 130 trillion shillings and the corresponding servicing cost. Meanwhile, the 84 trillion shilling budget presented by the Finance Minister Henry Musasizi yesterday, with a huge chunk going into debt servicing, continues to draw reaction from various circles. The latest is from the Community Transformation Foundation Network, whose national coordinator Kayinga Mudu says the high cost of debt servicing threatens the very existence of Ugandans. The network is now urging the Ministry of Finance and Parliament to aggressively slash central government administrative costs and redirect those resources to medicine, primary schools and clean water access for rural communities.
When debt servicing takes up more money than human capital development, health care and our children's education combined, we are no longer a developing economy. We are a debt-driven state. Therefore, I call upon every citizen in Masaka region and across the country to become a budget monitor. Do not let these multi-trillion allocations evaporate in Kampala boardrooms and districts headquarters. Demand transparency and accountability at your local parish level.